It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, May 17th, 2019. It's the birthday of American baseball sensation James Thomas Cool Papa Bell, born in 1903 in Starkville, Mississippi. A center fielder in Negro League baseball from 1922 to 1946, he is considered to have been one of the fastest men ever to play the game. Stories testifying to Bell's speed are still widely circulated, and he was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1974. At the age of 17, he moved to St. Louis to live with his older brothers and to attend high school. However, rather than attending night school as planned, Bell spent most of his time playing baseball in the neighborhood. He signed as a knuckleball pitcher with the Compton Hill Cubs, a black semi-pro baseball team, until the team broke up in August 1921. He played with Compton Hill on Sundays and holidays while he worked for a packing company during the week. For 1922, he moved to the East St. Louis Cubs, a semi-pro team that paid him $20 a week to pitch on Sundays. He joined the St. Louis Stars of the National Negro League as a pitcher in 1922. He earned his nickname in his first league season. He was referred to as Cool after striking out standout player Oscar Charleston, and he added Papa later on because it sounded better. At first, Bell made only occasional appearances off the mound. By 1924, though, at the urging of manager Bill Gatewood, Bell began working on his defensive skills and appearing more in the outfield. Biographer Sean McCormick points out that Bell did not really have a strong throwing arm. However, his speed allowed him to play very shallow in the outfield and still catch balls that were hit behind him. Pitchers tried to avoid walking Bell because he was often able to steal both second and third, scoring a run on the next play. He could also sometimes score if he was on first base and the batter got a base hit. He described the style of play on the occasions when the Negro League players faced white teams in exhibitions. "We played tricky baseball and did things they just didn't expect. We'd bunt and run in the first inning. And then when they would come up for a bunt, we'd hit away. We always crossed them up. We'd make the fielders throw too quick and make wild throws, and we'd fake a steal home and rattle the pitcher into a balk. It was a load of fun, I'm telling you." He finished his Negro League career with a .341 batting average, and he hit .391 in exhibitions against major league players. Satchel Paige liked to say that Bell was so fast he could turn off the light and be under the covers in the room before it got dark. And legend also holds that Bell hit a ball up the middle of the field, and he was struck by the same ball as he slid into second base. He suffered a heart attack and died at St. Louis University Hospital on March 7, 1991, at age 87. The St. Louis Cardinals have recognized Bell's contributions by erecting a bronze statue of him outside Busch Stadium, along with the other Hall of Fame greats from St. Louis, including Stan Musial, Lou Brock, and Bob Gibson. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 17th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.